You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Part of the world's largest radio telescope is under construction, which will help answer some of the biggest questions of humanity.
What's a mezzanine?
It's like a loge.
What's a loge?
Oh, hey, what's with all the questions?
About gravity.
Peter, how are you doing that? Come down.
I can't. I get help. Call somebody. Call a scientist.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I said, Ron, you can beat this guy. Let's go. By the way, couldn't have never gotten a nomination. He would be working in either a pizza parlor place.
Yeah, so where's Ron?
He's making pizza.
With respect to the definition of operational control, I do not use the definition that appears in the Secure Fence Act. It's the way I define it is maximizing the resources that we have to deliver the most effective results. And we are indeed doing that.
Just because you keep saying it doesn't make it so.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us today, the number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And the fallout continues from yesterday's hate crime against a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, by a transgender activist woman. And it's playing out just as we were thinking it would last night. That they are blaming, among others, Ben Shapiro and Matt Walsh at the Daily Wire, which is in Nashville. They're blaming, and of course, Tucker Carlson for putting Matt Walsh on and talking about the genital mutilation program at Vanderbilt University Hospital, which has since been ended, I believe. And legislation was passed by the legislature in Tennessee to end this kind of insanity a few months ago, and so now, of course, that's being blamed. You know, there's a good line somewhere in Red State. This is how crazy the left is getting now. If a shooting involves someone on the right, it is of course the right's fault. If it involves someone on the left, it's also the right's fault, because somehow their evil ways must have provoked it. It's always the right's fault in the mind of the liberal media, whatever the facts are. That sums it up. That's what it is, and that's who they're going to blame. I saw a story today, I guess it was in the Washington Post first, but it got picked up by the Globe. The congressman from that area, he's a Republican, and he sent out a Christmas card, and he was holding a gun in the Christmas card, and somehow he's responsible now. He was holding a gun in a Christmas card, so he's responsible. He's the real shooter. That's what they're saying. 844-500-4242. They're saying that there's a guy named Benjamin Ryan. He's a health and a science reporter who's a contributor to all of these. He's the freelancer, so he doesn't really have a job. I don't know how much money he makes, but I bet he's got a trust fund. About that, I'm sure he's got a trust fund. He somehow appears to blame the Daily Wire again. That's Shapiro and Walsh and that crowd. And the hub of the anti-trans activity in the Nashville area, the they wanted to stop Vanderbilt from conducting these ghastly experiments on kids with genital mutilation, double mastectomies for young girls, puberty blockers. I mean, this is sick bleeping stuff that's been going on, and not just at Vanderbilt, but at hospitals across the country. And I like the way they're also saying that this woman, I'm going to call her Audrey. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call her Aiden. Audrey Hale was quote unquote designated female at birth. Designated. That's like, you know, does anyone think in the delivery room the doctor says, "Hey, we got too many women, we got too many girls this week. I'm going to designate this girl as a boy." That's like when they say about the assigned gender. The assigned gender. You're assigned a homeroom in middle school. You're not assigned a gender. I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
How dare you?
And by the way, someone just said you really need to give a shout out to the cops in Nashville. They did an amazing job. You know how many lives they could have saved if there'd been a couple of cops like that in Uvalde, Texas, when that guy went crazy? That was a guy whose mind was twisted, not by transgender propaganda, but by weed, I think. But anyway, they just stood by, and these guys in Nashville just went in, guns blazing. They got the first 911 call, and 14 minutes later, Audrey was dead. She had been gunned down. Thank goodness. Sadly, six people were murdered by this hate-filled whatever. But, they stopped it before anybody else could be killed. And they just went, they had no fears, no fear whatsoever. And a woman told them where she was, the shooter. And they didn't pause for a second. Wasn't like, I'll tell you another place it wasn't like, was like Parkland High School in Broward County, where the security officer refused to go in for like a half hour as Cruz was just roaming up and down the hallways killing kids and teachers. Nobody liked that. Uvalde and Broward County, there was none of that in Nashville, Tennessee. And they're major, major heroes. And I don't guess... I have to tell you that they won't be going to the White House anytime soon. Nor will Brandon be going to Nashville anytime soon. Can you imagine though if this had been a guy with a MAGA hat going into anything other than a Christian school? If this had been a deplorable guy who pulled up in a pickup truck with a shotgun rack on the rear window.
Like to a drag queen story hour?
It shot up a drag queen story hour. Or anything, actually. It's all about the story. It's not about the victims. It's about the storyline, the narrative. Does the narrative advance the party? That's capital T, capital P, the party, the Democrat Party. And in this case, it doesn't. So therefore, the story ends very, very quickly, very quickly. 844-500-4242. You know, there's more stories actually about the transgenders engaging in crimes, crimes of violence. It turns out that the shooter down in Atlanta at that cop city. Remember that? That was in, I think, January. That was, it turns out that was an indigenous, queer, non-binary, indigenous person. Tortuigua or Tatigua, something like that. He was, I read that this morning. Oh, here it is. Man killed, trooper shot while Cop City protesters cleared, and his name was Tortuguita. And he's described on one of the left-wing websites as an indigenous, queer, and non-binary environmental activist. Wow. That's a mouthful. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. I'm sure they had some fear, but they displayed tremendous courage. To all snowflakes, listen to the audio. This is what courage and determination sounds like. But they had a job to do. You know, there's that old saying, run to the gunfire. And that's what they did. And the woman says she's in there and she's shooting. And you know what his response is? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. As he's getting the gun, the firearm, out of the patrol car. I mean, this is what cops are supposed to do. They're not supposed to sit around, stand around outside, smoking cigarettes while the gunman in Uvalde is shooting up the place.
And Howie, when you watch the footage and you can hear the audio of the cop who actually shot her, you can hear his breath and like how his adrenaline is like pumping. So it's not that they're not afraid, but they just know it's what has to be done, and they're just doing their jobs. Like you can feel the intensity in the video if you watch it.
Yeah, no, you can. I mean, it's I was just thinking of that line from Live and Let Die from Paul McCartney. What does it matter to you when you got a job to do? You got to do it well. You got to give the other fella hell. And that's a song, but that was their attitude. They had to go in there. That's their job, is to save lives. And they did it. And it was just the police did a good job right from the beginning to the end. And they got the things, you know, think how long it took to get the Paul Pelosi stuff out. I mean, I know, I understand that the hippie illegal alien drug addict nudist was still alive, so there are these questions of presumption of innocence, et cetera, et cetera. But it took months and months to get that tape out. This was out less than 24 hours later, and the police chief was forthcoming. Said, "Yeah, we have a manifesto. I can't get into it now, but yeah." And then when they asked him flat out, "Is this person transgender?" He didn't hem and haw like so many people would in blue states. He told him. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. We got a lot planned today. We got climate change. We got an interview with one of the people from Nashville who's in the media down there. We got lots to get through today. 844-500-4242. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 arrived about a month ago, and I'm sleeping better than ever. Say goodbye to tossing and turning like I am and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? Well, if you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Want to make a big impact without breaking the bank? Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, Raycon's got you covered with premium audio at the perfect price point. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Now, you know that they're after, the Brandon administration is after gas stoves. They say they aren't, but the New York is on the verge of outlawing gas stoves in new buildings and houses as well as commercial buildings. And, you know, they're going to go after they're going to go after gas heating, gas water appliances, et cetera, et cetera. And they're going after internal combustion cars. The Energy Department has nixed Trump era regulatory reforms designed to allow quick dishwashers as well as similarly improved washers and dryers. You know, where it doesn't take 2 hours to dry a pair of trunks or a T-shirt, like the old days. Now, do you know what they're going after? Air conditioning. It's in the New York Post, Glenn Reynolds' column. The Energy Department has turned its attention to air conditioners, specifically room air conditioners of the sort used disproportionately by poor people, minorities, and the elderly to keep cool in summer heat. But oh, it's not a big deal, because black people are a group more likely to die from heat stress, with New York City blacks, for example, almost 2.5 times more likely to die from the heat than whites. I thought they cared about poor people and people of color. Apparently not. So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what's the worst thing Biden is trying to outlaw? Internal combustion automobiles, gas stoves, air conditioners, or quick home appliances?
I got to vote for automobiles, because I think I could get by with some of those without some of those other things, but there's no way they can have a society if they do away with internal combustion automobiles. There's just no way they can do it. So I'm going to vote for cars.
74% say internal combustion automobiles, 19% say gas stoves, 6% say air conditioners, only 1% say quick home appliances.
Okay. It would be nice, though, to have a dishwasher that didn't take an hour and a half to clean a couple of glasses, wouldn't it? And a washing machine that didn't make a ton of noise, and again a dryer that didn't take 2 hours to clean a dish towel to dry a dish towel. That's I'd like to go back to the old days of say 1990. Is that asking too much? 844-500-4242. 781. The planet is 4 billion years old. Why are we listening to these knuckleheads tell us we only have 8 to 10 years left? I'm not listening to them. That's why I got batteries in my remote control. Click, click, click. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Yes, hello, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Okay, with respect to this gender-affirming health care, right?
Yes.
We've got to stop using their language, right? So it's not gender-affirming health care. What it is biology denying medical malpractice.
How about genital mutilation, Mark? I'm being even more blunt than you are. That's what it is. It's mutilation of genitalia, is it not?
It certainly is, but I like mine better, because it turns around their own language. It takes the two things, gender affirming, biology denying, and healthcare, medical malpractice. So it directly negates their wordage.
Gender assigned, gender designated, like you. You know, like you're at the deli counter and you're waiting for your number to be called. I mean, it is so absurd. And they're angry about it. They were tweeting, 6 people dead last night in Nashville, 6 victims. And they're going, that's bad. But, you know, misgendering is pretty damn serious, too. They were tweeting that out. I mean, again, a lot of times it was being deleted quickly because they were getting so much feedback, negative feedback. But still, I mean, imagine thinking that that's the problem. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The chief of the police in Nashville, Drake, John Drake, just said that that Audrey was under treatment for a, quote, emotional disorder. I mean, obviously she had an emotional disorder, but, you know, if you said that, if you tweeted that out last night, or I tweeted it out, or Ben Shapiro or Matt Walsh, we would be accused of being transphobes or being at the very least uncaring people. But now it's sort of out there officially on the record what everybody instinctively knows to be true. If you're a woman and you think you're a man and you kill six people because you're angry about something and you have a manifesto, you can't say that until it's officially sanctioned. And probably he's going to take a lot of crap. I mean, yesterday, remember, he was saying she. And the left was angry about that when he kept saying she did this and she did that. Because, of course, he's a trans man. After all these months, I finally got it. A trans man is a woman.
Well, he did misidentify her yesterday by saying that she was a transgender woman. That caused a lot of confusion.
Okay. Were you confused? By the time he said it, I was pretty much figured it out.
I had figured it out as well, but then when he said that, I was like, well, he would know, I guess, right? But
right.
You can't really rely on anybody's.
Yeah. The New York Post, which I rely on to a large degree for these kinds of stories, they were all mixed up last night. You know, he, she, transgender man, transgender woman. They did. But I figured it out, Audrey. By the way, if you want to see some of the social media, Emma Foley wrote a column about it and found some of the stuff that hasn't been pulled down from the internet. It's kind of interesting stuff. So check it out at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. It's the lead column. Right now, though, it's time for Grace's News.
Thanks, Howie. I think a huge part of this story is also just, and I mean, I don't have to tell you this, we're not naive when it comes to how gross the mainstream media can be, but even so, some of these headlines are just really, really incredible. This is from the Daily Mail. Nashville mass school shooter Audrey Hale was rejected by her Christian parents, who couldn't accept she was gay and trans, as cops reveal she also planned to shoot relatives. And this story is the lead main story in the Daily Mail website. And then beneath it are stories of the children, the actual victims in this case, who were murdered. You know, one of them was trying to save her schoolmate by pulling the fire alarm. Like, these really terrible, heartbreaking stories. But Audrey Hale, who was rejected by her Christian parents, gets, you know, all of the sympathy from these mainstream media rags.
Yeah, again, not surprising, but really pathetic. And this is why they're hemorrhaging readers, circulation, viewers, listeners, et cetera, et cetera. People
yeah.
can't take it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the Daily Wire in your opening, because Ben Shapiro had a good tweet. He said, a self-identified trans person with a manifesto shoots up a Christian school, and the media have decided to run with Tennessee legislators owning guns, anti-trans legislation, and the Daily Wire. The dishonest pretzeling is astonishing. And even for people who see it all the time, it's still like, I didn't think this was going to be the angle.
Well, we predicted it last night, I think in the third or fourth hour. I mean, it you know, as you watch it unfold, you could just see it developing, and you just say, Tennessee, Nashville, Vanderbilt. Yes, Vanderbilt. And then, you know, Matt Walsh, Shapiro, and Tucker Carlson. It was natural. I really, in retrospect, I'm surprised it didn't happen a couple hours earlier.
Yeah, and also this angle that, and I've seen people, you know, make TikToks about this angle of, oh, well, if only these lawmakers hadn't passed this, you know, anti-gender affirming healthcare, then maybe she wouldn't have been so distressed. And it's hard not to just think, like, are you guys trying to say this is justified? This is an okay thing to do if you don't like a law that's passed, is to go into a school and do this to people? It's
right.
It's really gross.
I mean, so you know, when you're a legislator in Tennessee, and you go around and say, you know, I need some signatures on this. You want to sign my new bill, my legislation, co-sponsor it with me? What's it about? Oh, we're going to continue to allow the hospitals to commit gender mutilation on 9- and 10-year-olds. Oh God, where do I sign?
Yeah, if I don't sign that and then there's a horrible, horrible event that I have nothing to do with, I might get blamed for it. So I better sign on for this, right? If I want to, you know, protect myself from being called a mass murderer in a few weeks.
Yeah. How could you not sign on to that legislation that stopped it or is trying to stop it? I don't even know if they have stopped it or not. You know, I mean, a lot of these things, it's like affirmative action. You know, they outlaw racial preferences in the legislature, and the schools just keep on, handing out the slots to people who shouldn't be getting them.
Yeah, and I agreed with your last caller who was talking about the verbiage that is used. Like, gender-affirming healthcare is one of the most prominent examples of just a completely dishonest euphemism. I mean, you have it's hormone therapies, it's puberty blockers, it's surgery, it all has to do with minors. So calling it gender-affirming healthcare is the vaguest, most nondescript way of...
Well, it's like women's healthcare.
Yeah, right.
For abortion.
And if it's so vital, if it's so important and it means so much to the left, and that's fine, then you should be able to be honest about what it is. And I always feel that way about abortion too, Howie. Like, if it makes you uncomfortable to talk about the actual procedures, then maybe you shouldn't be supporting this thing. Otherwise, it should be open for discussion.
I agree. As someone, for a lot of people are asking this, Amy in Georgia, I'm wondering if Audrey was taking male hormones and if those hormones cause any of this rage. Testosterone is very easy to get for males, or I think females, but I don't know if it produces this kind of reaction in anybody. And if there and are there other hormones that you take if you're undergoing this kind of genital? Alteration, shall we say.
I have no idea. It's a good question, though. And one more tweet, Howie, I wanted to read you. This is from Glenn Greenwald. Who radicalized the Nashville shooter? What media outlets, pundits, and politicians share and spread the murderer's ideology? This is the twisted game that's played every time there's a massacre that presents the opportunity to blame one's enemies. It can't be done selectively. Now, of course, the only thing I would add in is that, yes, it can be done selectively because we see it all the time.
No, but he meant it a perfect world.
Right, exactly. In other news, Howie, because I know you're going to spend a lot of time on this today, Sam Bankman-Fried paid $40 million bribe to Chinese officials to unfreeze accounts. The embattled crypto guru, SBF, paid a $40 million bribe to at least one Chinese government official to get access to accounts that had been frozen by Beijing.
Anyone want to take a bet? What's the over-under on how many other countries he was paying off people in? You know, you think China was the only country? I don't think so. I think it's the same people that were the same countries where the Bidens were grabbing cash are the same countries that SBF was paying off.
Yeah, the indictment states the purpose of the bribe was to influence and induce one or more Chinese government officials to unfreeze certain Alameda trading accounts containing over $1 billion in cryptocurrency. As Howie's discussed before, Alameda was the company that was overseen, I believe, by SBF's ex-girlfriend.
Yes, Caroline Ellison of Newton North High School, who I believe went to high school with Congressman Jake Auchincloss.
And just so everyone knows,
whose father was the chief deputy to Dr. Anthony Fauci. So he's got impeccable Democrat credentials, I guess you could say.
And just so everybody knows, the bribe was successful.
What a shock.
He did.
You can buy people off in a foreign country or the United States. I would never have thought that, Grace.
He did gain access to the accounts. All right, Howie, climate change is making allergy season last longer.
Is there anything climate change can't do?
That's
Grace?
Always the question, sir. According to an article in Bloomberg, a warming climate is causing a lengthier pollen season, worsening allergies and respiratory conditions. This really shows another marker of how
You know what next year's story is? Allergy season being shortened by climate change.
Yeah.
But Thursday, but first there'll be one before that. Thursday. Coldest opening day at Fenway in years, maybe decades. And do you know what caused it, Grace?
Climate change.
Climate change, of course.
Yeah, well, you saw
It's very scary that it's so cold. If it were hot, that would be scary. But if it's cold, it's scary.
Well, did you see Dr. Jill Howie? I think you were out that day on Friday when she was they had the hot mic of her with Joe and the Canadian officials, and she was explaining the weather. And she said, you know, it's been really warm in the United States because of climate change. Or I think she might have used an old term like global warming. But that was her reasoning.
Well, you know what else climate change has caused? It's not the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
You may have never heard that, Grace, but That's what climatologists say.
And Howie, I know you're going to get to these cuts later on, but just as a little teaser here, Biden arrives in North Carolina on next step of his 2024 warm-up tour to bash MAGA Republicans, and he's slamming MAGA Republicans for wanting to cede the future to China. Now, during the crossover I just did with Howie, we talked about how Obama's in Australia bashing Donald Trump and saying the reason that the Chinese... or the global threat coming from China is so bad is because of the former president. Here we have Joe Biden saying that MAGA Republicans want to cede the future to China. So just wanted your reaction on that.
Okay, how does that work? Because they won't take money from China by taking tens of millions of dollars from China. He's controlling the Chinese.
I'm just asking. Are you referring to those wire transfers that aren't true?
Right.
I have it on good authority from Joe Biden that those are not true, Howie. That the Treasury Department, I don't know what they did, but some fuzzy math.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons or like Taylor's Raycons. Taylor, what have you been listening to recently?
Lately, I've just been listening to a lot of YouTube videos on my way to and from work. I just flip around the dial on YouTube, so to speak, and, you know, whatever strikes my fancy, be it a comedy show or... listening to some podcasts on YouTube. That's what sometimes you just fall into different funks. You know, a couple weeks ago it was old country music. This week it's just a comedy podcast or whatever, just something to ease the day a little bit. And Raycon does a great job of that no matter what day it is. I can always get into whatever mood I want to get into because my Raycons can isolate me from the world if I so choose, but they can also open me up to the world.
Literally, wherever you are, the world is at your fingertips, or should I say your ear tips, with Raycon Everyday Earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party. Raycon's got you covered in whatever way. And yep, Raycon start at half the price. That's right, half the price of other premium audio brands. They also have amazing additional features like custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, water and sweat resistant, and they have 8 hours of playtime on those everyday earbuds. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down a toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
508 says there's been a lot of climate change in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Yeah, it's going to take them a while to dig out from under it, and it's spring. They're not too worried about opening day at Fenway Park and the fact that it's going to be in the 30s. 844.
Oh, this is the coldest it's been since 1971. Oh, no.
Well, how much global warming did we have in 1971? Whatever the date is. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Howie. Always grateful to get on your show. I know you get a lot of callers. 2 points. You're right. From yesterday, you called it. They are giving this a huge leaving alone in the mainstream media. Huge leaving alone. And, you know, my second point is, like many of your callers, I watched that video and made me want to leave work. But the first thing I thought of was, what if the tables were turned? What if, let's say, someone who had been a victim of affirmative action had gone back and looked for vengeance? It would be
right
all over the news.
Or all he would have needed was to be wearing, if Audrey had decided to wear a MAGA hat, you know, for whatever reason, or just to make sure that it got more publicity. That's the one thing she could have done, is just to, you know, she didn't have to have anything else other than the MAGA hat, so that they could have, like, given you a freeze frame, put it on, everyone could have used it on their Facebook page, on the front page of every newspaper in America. MAGA hat goes crazy. That's all they would have needed. Thanks for the call, Chris. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Howie, you know, this is almost blaming the victim, talking about the Christians and things. And especially with Ben Shapiro, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Ben Shapiro had a debate with someone called Zoe Tor. And Zoe Tor was this trans, I'm not sure. He actually did the genital mutilation stuff on him. And Zoe Tor, when Ben Shapiro said, "Sir," Zoe Tor said, "You better watch that little man or you'll go home in an ambulance." So, you know, I'm sort of sick and tired of it, you know.
Well, how about the guy at Wayne State, the public school in Detroit, the college professor, the English college professor, who said that he thought that people should be killed? He said, it's not enough to protest conservative speakers. You have to kill them. Stephen Shapiro is his name. And he was suspended by the administrators of Wayne State as soon as they saw it. But I mean, can you imagine? The guy is, I think he's a tenured professor, and he's saying he wants to kill people who disagree with him. It's just astounding what's happened to these universities. So much for being bastions of free thought and free speech. Thanks for the call, Brad. Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie. I was just scrolling through Twitter a few minutes ago, and the Nashville police, when they made their statement yesterday, the
yes.
spokesman or the chief, he mentioned that in the manifesto, there was another school targeted.
You're right.
But the trans person wouldn't go there because there was too much security.
Right.
And too difficult.
Remember what happened with the Aurora, Colorado shooter? That guy was also targeted other theaters to go into, multiplexes, but they had a guard. You know, I don't even know if it was a cop or if it was just a rent-a-cop, but he didn't want to hassle with them, and so he went into the place in Aurora. That's not always, because it didn't stop him at Parkland High School, because the guy was a coward. It didn't stop him in Uvalde, Texas, because those cops were got cold feet, or whatever, however you want to describe it. But usually, an armed good guy is what's needed to take down an armed bad gal. In this case, I'm not going to call Audrey a guy. Sorry, Don Lamone. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.